The first thing I noticed was that Flicker wasn't there. The comforting glow of his little body had gone. I'd fallen asleep with him nestled against me, as always, but I woke up with a shiver, missing his warming breath across my chest. I rubbed my eyes, blinking the sleep away, reliving the dream I'd been having. A familiar dream that, if I'd been a cat, would have left me purring.
But we could not afford to wait any longer. Knowing that plague was chasing our tails, I offered the ferryman more than twice the usual fee to make the crossing. He agreed to this, but warned me that the passage would be rough, and he had not lied. The ferry rocked and creaked in the swell as the storm grew in intensity. Above us, the sky was invaded by black clouds, surging towards land like the fists of an angry god. As the rain fell in long and heavy strikes, I felt sick, cold and wet, and so I kept my eyes ahead, trying to think about where we were going and not what we had left behind.